Welcome back, everyone, to another speedy episode of Coffee and Christ. You know it, we're here starting late, but we're going to have some good information for you. Something that you can take into your week being like, boom, on fire. So
praise him.
Praise him, yeah.
That's it.
That's it, and that's it.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
No, but this week will be pretty quick. Some exciting news, real fast, is... I guess this isn't exciting news.
We won't be here next week.
Sorry. We won't be here next week. That's not the exciting news, right? The reason why we won't be here is the exciting news. We are, me and Dylan, as well as how many other? 47 others?
I think so.
As well as 47 people are heading down to the Baja Peninsula, down in Mexico.
The best place on earth.
It is. We're going to be leaving early Friday morning, so keep us in your prayers. Flying over there, getting on a bus, getting down there, trying to spread Jesus, do the best we can to, you know, make somebody's day a little bit better. So
not a Greyhound bus, don't worry about our safety.
Yeah.
We're okay.
We are okay. Yeah, it is completely safe, if y'all do wonder that. It's not like some places, like right now, I heard like Haiti is like captured missionaries.
Yeah, from Florida.
Yeah, like that's my dad used to go down there to Haiti. Mm-hmm. And so it's not, thankfully, I think if it was like that, I don't know how many people would go down there, really.
It'd be 47 of
them. I don't even know if I would, really.
Yeah.
If it was that dangerous where... But you know what? The Lord provides. So anything that happens, you know, needless to say, it's going to be a great week.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be good. We're going to be safe. You don't have to worry. Coffee and Christ, we'll be back, hopefully. Imagine if we... Never mind.
I can't even... My voice is too dry. I was going to give the rendition of our tap song, but I can't.
Oh.
Hey, Jackson, tell us about your week.
Me? It's been good. It's been crazy just trying to get prepared for like a week off almost, but not really a week off. A week off from the real world, we'll say that way. So not having to worry about anything really. So just getting caught up or almost getting ahead. But that's really what this week's been about. It's been very crazy, though. So,
do you want to share your news that we talked about last week?
So, yes, I know you've been waiting. I know you listened to last episode and was like, oh my gosh, what did Jackson do? Well, I am the proud owner of some land out in Baxter, Tennessee. I won't say the lot number in case somebody comes in and is like, hey, I want that land. But yeah, I made some big boy purchases, I would say. I'm now in debt a lot.
Don't say it like that. Say that you're a proud landowner.
I'm a proud landowner. I own a little chunk of God's green earth, so that's the most important part. But yeah, that's pretty much me.
I meant to be ready for this.
Okay, go ahead. I can stall.
No, it's about you.
Oh.
I meant to like cue the song after you said you bought land. If anybody wants to know the song, it's called Buy Dirt.
Because I bought dirt.
Jordan Davis. Maybe we can fast forward. Oh. Anyway. I wanted to have that ready to play in the background, but...
But I bought dirt.
Once again, messed up.
That's all right. I bought dirt, and from here, it'll be dirt for a little while. maybe one day be a house, but right now, it's dirt. But it's my dirt.
It is your dirt. You can like dig a shovel and be like, this is my dirt.
I know. I'm just going to dig.
I own this dirt.
I'm going to put it in a little jar and just keep it with me.
That's my dirt.
That's my dirt.
Would you like to see my dirt? It's mine.
It's mine. Not yours.
It's not your dirt.
Do you want
dirt.
It? You can't have it, you know. Anywho, cool. Dylan, what's up with you?
Big news about my dirt is...
Your dirt's a little more transformed, though.
I don't know if we've ever talked about my dirt. I also own some land and a house that's on the land now. My house is nearing completion. Nice. I went over there today. The cabinets are going to get set tomorrow. The tile floors are laid. The walls are painted. Light fixtures are going in. Flooring is getting put down. I bought ceiling fans on Amazon yesterday.
Let's see. Or you don't have to. We can look at it later.
So, yeah, that's my home is nearing completion. And I love my house. And I was like, you know, this may be like, you know, not my forever home. But, like, maybe live here 10 or so years. Nope, I've decided it's it. I will never build again.
I think you'll change your mind.
I don't want to. I'm just too, like, I don't mind to build, but I need somebody else to design it. I don't want to have anything to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to walk in and go, I love it. Because building a house is not for the weak.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I'm weak. Because I You're am not, not weak. My dad's done such a good job.
Your dad has. Go, Poppy.
Nope.
You'll build another one.
I don't think I want to.
I think this one's been so bad. It's because of the current living situation you're in. I think that's why every like little thing like really like is like a little thorn in your side.
Yeah.
Like because right you're ready.
You want to know my thorn right now?
Yeah.
I don't care if you work there or not. I hope you're listening to this.
Oh.
Upper Cumberland Electric Corporation. You people. Anyway, I've been trying to get power over there for weeks. I got another one for you. Middle Tennessee Natural Gas.
All right, hold on. All right.
I'm done. Yeah. But it's just things that shouldn't be a big deal are a big deal.
And like I think
paint
it...
colors. But the paint worked out beautiful. I love the green.
Good.
It looks so good.
I really do think it's just because you're in your current living situation. Once you get like in that house and you like it, you might never build. But then when you build, you get to come home to that instead of...
I hope so.
And no dirt if Jay's listening on the cabin. No dirt at all.
It's great. It's just... It's 30 minutes away.
It's great for a weekend.
It's hard to live.
No kitchen. Yeah. The only sinks in the bathroom.
Mexico, I'm like, where is everything? I don't know where anything is.
Yeah. Oh, man. Do you have to go to the storage shed?
I had to go for a couple things.
Oh, my goodness.
I crawled under there the other night.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I didn't even think of that.
Things.
Yeah.
To get back there and get something that I needed. It was not fun. It was not pretty.
Wow.
Like, I totally came out just icky.
Icky, icky.
But it was kind of fun because I was like, my stuff. Hey, I have that.
I forgot I had that.
So, no, it's exciting. When I get back, hopefully the unit will be set.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Hopefully the gas meter. Middle Tennessee Natural Gas. Hopefully the power. Upper Cumberland Electric Corporation. And the septic tank will be in.
Do they wait that long to put the septic tank in? Really? I thought that was like maybe one of the first things they did.
It doesn't really matter when you do it, honestly. But
cool.
Septic tank. Hopefully a retaining wall will be started. And the flooring will be down. And the trim will be started.
Yeah.
So it's, I'm over it. So hopefully.
I'm over it.
Hopefully soon.
Hopefully soon.
But I'm excited. Soon. I sounded very negative about it. It's very exciting. But just a lot. I still have more furniture to buy.
Really?
Anyway. Yeah, I'm getting new bedroom sets. So anyway.
Might as well.
Life on the prairie. My life on the homestead is...
nearing its end.
I can see the end in sight.
Really?
My life on the homestead.
That must be nice.
Cue up some like old-timey like... wow, 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 like old-timey music.
I was singing like a Western.
That's
like,
what I was trying to... I was trying to mimic a Western noise. You know, but I couldn't get it.
Yeah, I was thinking like a epic Wild West music, Cowboys and Outlaws.
That's what I was hoping. Like.
Oh my goodness, that was an ad.
That's embarrassing for you, isn't it?
It is. That is. Oh my goodness, that is so unfortunate. Like
that's it. That's me every morning when I get up. That's like what starts my day.
As you saddle your horse.
Revolver as I go outside. What kind of varmints are out here today?
Checking the coast is clear.
Are there any Indians out here hollering?
There's an hour and 4 minutes of this.
Oh, I love that. I'm pretty sure this is what they play at the Mystery Mine in Dollywood.
Honestly, that's really close. That's really close, yeah.
Anyway, Actually, I know that entire song from Mystery Mine.
Do you?
It's like a memory from middle school that I can never...
I can't get rid of.
Yeah, like, I'll be driving and I'll just be like, in the misty Mystery Mine. Like, it's honestly embarrassing. Let's get to Proverbs, shall we? It's honestly embarrassing. Let's get to Proverbs.
We did 23 and 24 last week. We're on Proverbs 25 and 26. Dylan?
I think you're first.
No, you're first.
Are you sure?
Wait, what chapter did yours?
25.
Chapter 27? Mine's 28.
Oh, neat. All right,
I kicked away the 11.
Oh, I thought you were doing 11.
Sorry about that.
Verse 27 says, it is not good to eat much honey. I disagree. I love honey. Just kidding. I don't disagree with the word. It is not good to eat much honey, nor is it glorious to seek one's own glory. You know, I'm going to burst some bubbles, maybe ruffle a few feathers. If you're on your morning commute, maybe you just swallow your coffee really hard when I say this. But you don't matter, all right? I'm just saying.
What?
You, as a person, as a soul, matter to God. But your desires, your preferences, your opinions, your fill in the blank, it doesn't matter. You know, and so many people, they get so wrapped up in, and it's our fault. It's the world's fault because we've made it, you know, so important. But you go in and you think, oh, well, you know, I need to get this award or I need to be recognized for this. And, you know, when we don't get recognition as people, it makes us so mad. Yeah. And I mean, and I'm saying it for me and probably Jackson too. Like, we want the glory. And we want somebody to come up and pat us on the back and be like, we did this. We couldn't do this without you. Yeah, you could have. In nearly every situation. When someone says, well, boy, pat you on the back, couldn't have done it without you. Yeah, you probably could have. You know, but we get so wrapped up in just awards and recognition and people looking at us. And we totally miss the point of life. Our entire purpose is, as people, as Christians, are for us to be the vessel. But we need to have a mirror in our vessel. So that way all the light reflects to God. And it shouldn't be just pouring and pouring and pouring into us. It's okay. But make sure you're reflecting that back to Christ. Because without Him, we would have nothing. We deserve nothing. We are nothing. Without our relationship with Christ. And I just think, and I know I've talked about this several times, but it's a big deal to me. Because the world is me, 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 me. And it's what I want. And it's, you know, my happiness above everything else. And it's just not. You know, we're missing the point of life. We're missing the point of our purpose. And all of it is to be a vessel that reflects light back to Christ. To reflect glory back to Christ. To reflect honor. Because without Him, we're nothing. Absolutely nothing. So, like, and I think about it in a sense of, you know, I used to watch Grey's Anatomy all the time. And they had, like, this, in one of the episodes, they had this massive power outage. And they couldn't get the generators to work, and they were having a hard time and all this stuff. And finally, one of the maintenance men found the right switch, turned it on, the backup generators fired up, and all was well. That's what we are. You know, we may help in a crisis. We may be that maintenance guy that goes in there and flips a switch. But we're not the ones physically getting the lights on, if that makes sense. You know, the lights came on in that situation probably thanks to a Cummins diesel engine that gave enough power to turn everything back on.
Yeah.
All we do is flip the switch. In our lives, that's what we are. We flip a switch to introduce somebody to Christ. We flip a switch and do something great. And I'm not saying great things aren't, you know, if you get recognized for something, I'm not saying, oh, you're terrible. But all that's doing is flipping a switch. Christ gives you everything. And then the only person that we should be throwing the glory to is Him. He gives us the resources. He gives us the opportunities. You know, everything. Think about something great. We all have something, you know, esteemed that we've done in our lives. That's something that you're proud of, whether it was a moment in time, whether it was a period of a couple of weeks or whatever. We, most of us, if not you will one day, will have something to look back on and be like, I did that. But think about the opportunities and the decisions that led up to that. Whatever path that you took to get to a place of glory and honor, think about the opportunities that you had presented to you in order to get where you are today. And I promise, if you think about it hard enough and you think about the opportunities, it's going to have Christ's name written all over it. All we did was flip a switch. So make sure in your life, you know, whatever the situation is, if you're on a mountaintop, if you're on a high, good for you. That's amazing. But make sure you remember the person that got you there. Make sure the person that gave you the opportunity is getting recognized. And every opportunity we have in our life comes from Christ. So that is my spill.
I like
verse
the spill.
27.
I like the spill. My spill, I'm going to go ahead and jump to chapter 26. It's three verses. They all go together. But in chapter 26, verse 20, for lack of wood, the fire goes out, and when there is no whisperer, quarreling ceases. As charcoal to hot embers and wood to fire, so is a quarrelsome man for kindling strife. The words of a whisperer are like delicious morsels that go down into the inner parts of the body. So this real quick is just talking about, honestly, just spreading rumors is what I kind of took about it. Rumors, lies, or gossip in general. It says that these type of people are quarreling and cause a lot of strife, or in 21, kindling strife with the comparison of charcoal and fire. You know, there's two sides of this, though. First, you know, there is, and this is something, a reason why I picked this is something that I think everyone struggles with. I struggle with it. But there's two sides of the coin here. There is someone who is whispering, as it says here in Proverbs, a person who's actually telling the lie, the rumor, anything they probably shouldn't be saying. And then there is the person who is receiving it, who listens. You know, there's two sides of it. And so something that I struggle with, I mean, the person that if I have anything to say about rumors or anything is sitting right across from me. So it is a slap in the face for me. But it's something that you know, they even talked about in the New Testament on how if you have quarrels with your brother, meaning in the church, then you're to go to them. You're not supposed to go behind their back. You're not supposed to talk to other people first. It's almost like gathering witnesses to play into your side. It's better to go into them or go to the person you're quarreling with. So just thinking about it, what are we, or are we whisperers? You know, are we the ones that are like out there finding something wrong with people and then turning around and be like, oh my goodness, did you just see what they just did? And kind of like talking that way to them. And, you know, more importantly, just because I said it's a two-sided coin, are you the person listening? Because I feel like that sometimes adds it on sometimes. If you're like sitting there, you're listening, you're like, oh my goodness, they really did that? Yeah, yeah, that's so bad of them. Or as the listener, are we like, you know what? Maybe we shouldn't talk that way. You know, maybe there's something going on. You know, this action, just whatever they did doesn't define their entire character. You know, maybe they just had a bad day. You know, it's two-sided coin. And I think gossip is a tremendous issue in today's world and in the church. Because as soon as you're going to, you know, there's nothing worse than when two people get mad at each other in the church. It just absolutely causes the most drama and the most, I wouldn't say church splitting or anything like that, but if it's that bad and it gets to that point, I wouldn't put it past it that it could. And so, whether you're receiving it or you're telling it, think. You know, pertain this back to Dylan. Does this matter? Do we matter in this situation? Are we here to spread lies or to spread false gossip about other people? Or are we here to edify each other, to lift each other up, to really keep pointing back to Jesus, to be humble? Because a lot of it is, you know, sourced with, or at the core of it is pride. You know, it's a lot of questions, a lot of things to think about this week. I hope you take the time to read Proverbs 25 and 26 yourself. 26 is kind of cool. There's a lot of, what are those called? Where it's like, where it uses the word like. What is that?
Simile?
There's a lot of similes in there. Like the, or like one, or like stuff like that. It's a cool chapter to read. But this week, you know, who is at the core of your heart? If it's Jesus, you know, things are going to line up. You're going to be acting more humble. You're going to be recognizing that when you're in that situation where somebody's telling you something, it's better to almost remove yourself or be like, maybe let's not do this. Or the other way around. If you see something before you say it, you think, what would Jesus do? You know, that's cliche to say, but sometimes it's helpful. Which, by the way, my what would Jesus do bracelet broke the other day.
Oh.
I've had that on for 3 years. It broke.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. But it's still in my truck, but still. Yeah, that's all I got.
We hope you have a great week. We'll talk to you in a few. Give you a good Mexico update.
Yeah, mission report.
This year's trip's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
We're starting a 5-year journey to build a church. So, we will see you in a few, or talk to you in a few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Be safe out there.
We love you. Jesus loves you.
Or do if you're going to share the gospel.
There you go.
Bye.